It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, the last time in our study of the book of Ephesians, we left off in verse 8, and we discussed how that Paul the Apostle said that he was less than the least. And it's hard for us to understand how that he could consider himself the less of the least when we realize that he wrote over half of the New Testament. But Paul the Apostle was a man who was, he was a person who had given his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ had given his life for him. And Paul the Apostle, he was a humble person, realizing that without Jesus Christ he could do nothing. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, he says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Now, Jesus Christ has placed each one of us who know him as Lord and Savior, he's placed us into the ministry of telling other individuals that Jesus saves, that he can save anyone who will come to him. Well, we pick up now with verse 9 of Ephesians chapter 3. It says there, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." Well, who is the creator? Some people think that the world just came into existence, that the universe just came into existence by some kind of a big bang. They call it the Big Bang Theory. There was a big explosion, evidently, one time, and things were thrown here and there and everywhere, and throughout of all this, that life was created, that worlds were created, and that everything that lives was made. In other words, it wasn't created by the Creator, but it was created by some form of explosion that just happened. Well, I'll tell you one thing, it takes more faith to believe in something like that than it does to take than to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I would be able to say it's the height of ignorance to believe that anything could be made by a big explosion like that could bring forth life. That is the height of ignorance. Well, what about the Creator, according to verse 9? Well, I look in other scriptures, and this is another reason I know the Word of God is the Word of God. It becomes the best commentary about itself, because we can compare scripture with scripture, and we can read about the Creator and see who exactly the Creator is. In verse 9, it talks about the creation, and in Psalm 33:6, it says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." But when I think of the creation of the world and everything that's in existence, it talks there in Psalm 33, verse 6, it talks about the breath of his mouth, the creation, how that things were created by the breath of God. I automatically think of the Word of God, because the Word of God is God-breathed. In other words, just as he called everything to existence by the breath, by his breath, he spoke it into existence. He has spoken the Word of God into existence. It's God-breathed. It comes from God. Well, I also see in John chapter 1 and verse 3 where it says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Well, it's speaking of the Lord. It's speaking of God here. In John chapter 1, and verses 1 through 3, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Well, who is the Word? Where did the Word come from? Who is the Word? In John chapter 1, and verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, the Bible teaches me that Jesus Christ is the Creator. Without him was not anything made that has been made. The creation took place some 6,000 years ago, and it's not millions or billions of years old. Just as we look around and we see buildings going up around us, one day you go down and you see a vacant lot, and the next day, well, a few days later, you see houses built upon these vacant lands, and it's just as though they've been there for many years. They have the appearance of age. And this is how God worked in His creation. He gave things the appearance of age. And this is something that has confused man for decades, for hundreds of years. Man's tried to talk about how that God could not have created for certain reasons, and how that the earth has to be so old, older than what the Bible teaches us, how old it is, and so forth. Man has tried to discredit God in every way possible because of sin. Man has tried to discredit God in the creation by saying there's a Big Bang theory or whatever that everything was created by. Well, I guarantee you that Jesus Christ is the creator according to the Word of God, and that He spoke things into existence, that things came because of the breath of His mouth. He spoke things just as He's spoken the Word of God into existence. God breathed. And remember, we studied this, how that God has used the prophets and the apostles to give us His Word, His completed Word of God. We do no longer need an apostle or a prophet, because we have the completed Word of God that is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This is the reason we have the Word of God, to tell us who we are, where we came from, in other words, how we got here, and why we're here, and where we can go once we trust Jesus as Lord and Savior, or where we will go if we do not trust Him as Lord and Savior. And of course, that is the devil's hell. If you've never trusted Him, that's where you're headed, if you do not trust Jesus as your Savior. Well, notice verse 10. Let's go back and read verse 9 again. "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." Notice, once again, it's talking about things hidden. But you go back up, it talks about the fellowship of the mystery. You keep reading and you study, the mystery is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The mystery that the gospel is for everyone born into this world. Everyone can be saved through Jesus Christ. Verse 10, "to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." Well, notice that it says principalities there. Now, we've read about principality in chapter 1 and verse 21. It says far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Far above all principality. Jesus Christ is not only the creator, He is the one who is in charge now. He's the one who spoke the worlds into existence, but He's also the one who sustains the world. He's above all principality. That He has dominion over everything. Now, we know that the devil has been given certain privileges by God to do certain things until a certain thing takes place, and that is when he will be cast into the lake of fire. But God has given him certain privileges today, that he is known as the prince and the power of the air. But I've got news for you. Jesus Christ still has dominion over him. The devil can only go so far. And if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the devil cannot touch your soul. God is more powerful than the devil. Jesus is more powerful than the devil. The Bible says that when we get saved, we have eternal life. Some people believe that once you get saved, you can lose that eternal life. Well, might I say that if you got saved and you think you can lose eternal life, you didn't have eternal life. Possibly you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because the Bible tells me that once I got saved, I had received eternal life from Jesus Christ, my Lord. And if we believe that today we're saved and we can be lost tomorrow, that we can lose our salvation, that means that the devil is stronger than Jesus Christ. That means that we are stronger than Jesus Christ. Well, I got news for you. The devil is not stronger than Jesus, and neither are you or I. We, once we've trusted him as our Lord and Savior, we're saved eternally. And if you do not believe you're saved eternally, you need to get into the Word of God. You need to study the Scripture. And you need, let me make a suggestion to you. Go into the Scripture and prove that I am wrong when I say you have eternal life. Well, if you can do that, if you can prove me wrong, then you've proved God wrong. Because God says, to many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Well, we have eternal life through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have eternal life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word everlasting means eternal. It means forever. So when a person says, or they believe, that they can lose the salvation they receive from Jesus Christ, that means that they or someone else is stronger than God. And because of that, they have lost their salvation. Well, might I say, if you've lost your salvation, then you've never been saved. Because the Bible teaches that you're saved one time through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is not going to die again. He's not going to raise from the grave again. He's right now alive. And because you can believe in him today, you can live eternally by trusting him as your Lord and Savior. Don't let anyone confuse you by saying that you're saved today and you can be lost tomorrow on your way to hell. When Jesus Christ saves you, he says, it is finished. Just as he said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. He shed his blood. It is finished. He saved souls. It is finished. Once and for all, Jesus Christ is more powerful than you. He's more powerful than the devil. How can that be? Because he is God. He is the Savior. Well, notice, once again, we read chapter 1, verse 21. And notice, it says there in heavenly places, and we've read about heavenly places. And once again, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Well, that means we're in Christ. We're being blessed right now in heavenly places. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is our advocate right now in heaven. And that is for those people who have trusted him as Savior. We are now being blessed in heavenly places. And I've said this before, it's just as though we're already with Jesus Christ right now. It's just as though we're in heaven right now in the sight of God. And this goes back to the point I'm trying to make, that we're saved forever. It's just as if we're already there. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. God loved us so much, he sent his Son to die for us. There's nothing that can separate us from that love once we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Why? Because he first loved us. He first loved Jesus Christ to send him to this world. He loved his Son, and he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son on the cross of Calvary to shed his blood that each of us could be saved. Each person in this world could know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And once we do that, it's just as if we're already there. We're being blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.